Thursday night, or L'chafei Teves, Kitza Shulchan Aruch, we're learning Dinei Ribas and Siman Samach Hei. And we talked about prepaid publication price last time. Okay, we'll start from Siman Sif Yudalad, we're really up to, paragraph Yudalad. Someone has what's called a promissory note. If you learn Gemara, you know it as a shtar. Now, this is a regular sale. It has a market value. If it's for a loan of $100, so it has a market sale of $90. So you don't look at it as if you're lending him 90, or he's lending you 90, he's giving you 90 and you're giving him 100. You don't look at it that he's lending you the $90 that you need because you're owed it. You're owed 100. He's giving you 90 and he's collecting 100. You don't look at it as a rebus transaction. But you look at it as a regular sale. Lamaisa, there's a possibility that you're not going to collect the whole. That's why you're paying 90 for it, not 100. Why are you paying less than its face value? Because there's so many things involved that you might not end up getting your whole. He may deny it. You may have to take him to Bezdin. It's going to cost you a lot of money. No one buys a $100 star for $100. I don't think so. You buy it for 90, maybe 80. But then it has the semi-appearance of ribbis. It's like he's giving me 80 and I'm, not me, but like he's getting produced 100 out of the chol. So that's what he says, don't worry about that, it's not a problem. Mishesh lo shtar chobol chadeira mutu lemokhi le'akher b'pachos for less than its face value. V'afilu kodos v'ana piron, so now it looks a little like, it looks even more that he is lending you money, because you really have money coming to you in a year, and you say, man, I can't wait that long. Let me sell you the promissory note for less than its face value. I'm willing to do it because I get my money now. He's willing to do it because he gets more than he laid out. But there's no ribbis here because everything is a straightforward sale. Everything is a sale. There's no ribbis by a sale. Nobody's waiting for money. Nobody's being mocked in moles. Everybody's buying something and paying for it immediately. That's in Hilchus Shtaros, in Hilchus selling Shtaros. So you write, buy it and whatever liens it has. The responsibility, if the Malva defaults, it's all on the Lokeach. I mean, he bought it already. He bought it. He bought it, he paid money for it. He made the Kinyan. So any conditions, like how much profit it has to turn, you have to speak out before, not afterwards. Rakachraya Shabo Machmas Hamocher. The mocher is mekabel certain achrayas too, because only he knows certain things that it wasn't once paid up. He forgot about it. Rak achrayas shebo machmas hamocher is going shestar peru already. V'kadoyme yochol liyos al hamocher. Shem sheyochol libkos shestar la'acher bepachos kamo ken yochol hamocher gam la'lo v'biatzmo. And that really would look like that looks more like ribbis, because he owes you the money in June and he's giving you the money in April. He's giving you less. Well, no, you're selling it to him for less, right? But then you're giving him more, right? He bought the loan, but he's not even paying for it because it's himself, so he doesn't have to shell out the money. So the chayr doesn't look like ribbis at all, because he's not even gaining more than he laid out.
We might be gaining more because he Wait.
I mean, you could do it even directly. I can go to you and I could say, I lend you money. I lend you $1,000. And it's payable in 6 months. I can go to you after 3 months and say, pay me now and I'll give you a discount. Why? Because you're not lending me money now. You're giving me the money you owe. You owe me $1,000. I'm saying, give me $900 and I'll give you a discount. We'll call it even. We'll forget the whole loan. So that's perfectly legitimate. Because, but it's legitimate because a chov that's due in 6 months is just due in 6 months. But the chov is here now. Wait. So you're paying up the chov. So I'm paying up the chov, and you're willing to give me a discount if I pay you up now. Look, I don't have to pay you now. So a little it looks like I'm gaining because I left money by someone, right? Which is the definition of ribbis. So the loath is gaining. He's gaining by giving money that might be construed as a loan. He's gaining. He's gaining 15%, 10%. The guy is discounting the loan, so he's gaining 10% on the loan. Because he paid early, because he was makdim the most. So it's okay, it's not a problem because he wasn't really makdim the most. He paid up the loan. The chov was chal. I mean, you're not mechuyev to pay till April. Yeah, what?
What? I'm giving you a 6 month loan, but if you pay back after 3 months, I give you a discount.
Well, no. A 6 month loan, if you pay back in 3 months, you get a 15% discount.
Like that when you make
Yeah.
You just can't do the opposite direction.
What?
You can't do the opposite way.
To say, extend the loan and I'll give you 15% more. Right, correct. But you could lechatchila make it into a 9 month loan. Yeah, well, okay, you'd never get more than you lent him. But he would get less if he pays it earlier.
So why are they, like, I saw once that, like, the early bird specials, like, on these camps and stuff like that. That's what we talked yesterday.
Like, early bird specials are problematic. Because if you're giving someone money that he's not justifiable, he's not justifiably entitled to yet, so then it's like a loan. It's like if I, let's say the hall, they do it the right way, but if they did it the wrong way, they would give money in January for an affair in June, and they would be told they get a break on the hall if they do that. Now the chayr of money in January has no pshat. It's just, but the reason they could do that is because the kinyan is made in January. So that's a regular kinyan. You gave me money and you were kind of schus to use the hall in June. So if other rabbi, I would choose not to charge you until June. But you really have to pay now. So I say, if you taka pay me now, but it's a real chol, if you taka pay me now, then I'll give you a discount. But it's all payment. It's not unjustifiable money that we could would construe as a loan. But the moicha can be mekabel achrayi for what's his responsibility. Yeah. Right. He can tell it to the loiv himself. And this is how you could get money. Well, the following case worked. Reuven tzarich l'molz b'nissan. I'm not good at this. Reuven, it's Nissan, and Reuven needs money. Who doesn't? Cholachay to Shimon. The Shimon nosin lo shtarchol bal atzmo. He writes him a promissory note, which is technically okay. Shuchayvol the frala Reuven meyo zuvim b'chodesh tishrei. Okay, Reuven goes and sells the Starchov the lady at the Benison But Tisham Zuf, 100, no, not so bad. Because, yeah, so that you could do. Anyway, anything that's a transaction is usually not a problem, even if you. I can't think of this case, I'm too tired. Mikolskin, if this is a Mieta Shimshach, hold on Yehuda. Shazmana Piron, who the Achar's man, Shuyochel Mochel. Again, I'm sorry. Tel Zion is, I think, is futures, the whole futures industry. Also, look at those two O's, Shodomus Mos. You can't buy something, this is like pre publication, by advancing the funds. And he'll give me the Tfuah Lachar's man, because we're afraid that Ben Tayyim to Shakar had Tfuah. The man she then low is a Tfuah. Nimtzal Akeach gets more for the money because he gave the money earlier. Stop here.